Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. Today, we'd like to talk to you about a startup product called Field Guide. Now, Field Guide has a number of notable employees that would be familiar to you as far as the profession goes. But the key thing here is that it is a risk management type of product. And, you know, Brian, you and I have seen the demos on this, and these guys are growing pretty quickly. There's lots of, you know, investment and transactional things, but I don't know of a product quite like this in the market. So what would you like our listeners to know about this?
You know, the thing that I would, this is really an assurance audit play, and it's going to play right now as it's currently constructed, primarily in large firms as opposed to small firms. So if you're a small firm, this may not fit directly with you unless you're a boutique. This really focuses on risk management and internal controls. And the concept here is that they've mapped crosswalks between COSO and SOC 1, SOC 2, and, you know, the other ISO, you know, the ISO standards, and all of the different standards related to internal control and data center operations and IT automation reliability. And they've got those all crosswalked to one another so that we can take, you know, let's say a privacy engagement related to HIPAA and map the controls that we did in that HIPAA engagement to SOC 1 and to SOC 2 and to our financial audit or vice versa. The concept here again is that we are effectively taking credit for the work we've already done instead of having to redo all of that work in a new engagement basket. The idea is that you have a consolidated view of the control evaluation and the controls in the organization, and it's mapped against those control objectives that you have in there and the control matrices that you've done for these other engagements so that you can be in a position to have sufficient competent evidential matter for expression of an opinion on additional services potentially without having to have the, you know, by having some marginal decrease in the amount of work you have to do. That's a long way of saying that, but the idea here is that we're really taking the control matrices and putting them all together into one database so that we have the sufficient competent evidential matter that can be presented in a useful way for all those different engagements simultaneously.
Yeah, and you know, you pointed out a couple of three or four things that I'm just going to reiterate. This product is an advisory play in the A&A department, clearly. The cross-selling on engagements, and you name some of them, SOC 2, NIST, ISO, COSO, PCI, HIPAA, FedRAMP, you can do part of the work and then realize, oh, I've got so much of the work done in another engagement, and I can cross-sell that additional engagement, and the platform's really designed to notify you on that. Plus, it handles all of those various workflows together, which is another key part of what the platform does. It is also completely SaaS. So in the audit world, there's a few products that are becoming SaaS. This product was pretty much from the ground up, kind of like competitor Inflow was, and kind of like Advanced Flow is, and kind of like Caseware Cloud. But this one's a little different because of the way the base works underneath. Now, In preparing for our time to talk in the tech lab today, you know, we had a nice interview with the CEO, Jim Chang, who tried to, you know, explain and demonstrate a lot of the features to us, which I thought was very valuable. But it was pretty clear when we started looking at this underlying database with all of the information viewable from different vantage points was a big deal. And, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, single source of truth and so forth. And this product is about as close as I've seen to something that works that way in the audit world.
You know, the thing that really strikes me about this, Randy, is that it's not just the top 100 CPA firms that might use this. I could also see a situation where I'm a CPA, I'm the chief audit executive or the chief financial officer or the corporate controller of someplace. I'm going to have to go through and sign the rep letters surrounding those engagements. And I need a way in this Sarbanes-Oxley world to determine that we have adequate controls in place so that I can make those assertions on behalf of my organization and show that I did my due diligence surrounding all of those risks in this litigious environment we live in.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And, you know, this whole idea of being able to streamline and track all the requests in the interface that's inside the system, whether you're the external auditor using it or whether you're using this for your internal procedures, I could see that. Further, it also has an integrated document management structure, which is different than the binder methodology that we've seen used for so long. And because of that, it generates full reports and deliverables really with very tiny bit of configuration, almost none. And it really is delivering the promise of what CaseView can do, but making it much easier. And so that part of the product was quite attractive, I thought.
You mentioned CaseView there, Randy. For those of you not familiar, CaseView is the document automation and report generation tool that's part of Caseware Working Papers, which is a product similar to CCH Engagement or WorkPapers CS. The idea of CaseView is that you have certain templates and then you feed data into those templates to do document automation, which we've talked about previously on the technology lab.
Yeah, indeed we have. And in fact, you know, now that Caseware has mandated Caseware Cloud purchases with all Caseware purchases, that's also changing that market a little bit. But, you know, back into Field Guide itself, this just is a new generation look, feel type of platform. And really the other thing that I'd like for you to be thinking about on this is for controlling these special projects, this tool seems to have a lot of that type of capability too. You know, they're going to keep focusing on these compliance audits, but I can see that this could be used for special projects of all kinds as well. So I don't want to pigeonhole it too much. You know, the vendor's going to do what they do with the product, but I can also see the promise. They have employed professionals from lots of other organizations that have jumped over, people that have workflow expertise, people that have audit expertise, and they've built quite a team with the resources that they have.
Yeah, I mean, the concept here again is that if you're already doing a financial audit or you're already doing a SOC 1 or a SOC 2, let's say, then it significantly decreases the amount of work required to gather and assemble and document your work that you already did in the previous engagement that could be germane to this other compliance engagement. So effectively, you could add on some additional compliance attestation and still be compliant here. You know, again, I think about this in this situation where we have, again, a risk advisory management situation for a client, and maybe we're not the auditor. Maybe we're advising the client on how to manage this situation and these needs. And so we're providing this platform to help, again, document all the controls we have in place and identify the gaps in there before the auditors identify them. So that we are truly on top of our compliance in those areas.
Yeah, so one other tone that we'd like to wrap around this product right now, or I'd like to, is it's really an enterprise-grade software, and they really have built this, purpose-built it for cybersecurity and ESG practitioners as well. So when you start thinking about that, it should improve the realization inside these, giving you better engagement margins. And it seems to be getting that job done, the best I can tell. The reports from users of this platform seem to be pretty happy with it. So again, the usability is quite good. You and I have seen, you know, a fair bit of it. It does have sign-offs and PBC lists and task management and document management all included. So again, I think it's fairly comprehensive from that perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is really a play for boutique risk advisory, boutique SOC and other internal control advisory evaluation folks, or larger firms that have a need to do work in that area. So I don't think this is, you know, I think if you're somebody that's a small firm that does 500 tax returns and 5 audits, this is not your product.
In fact, I agree with that position. And there's some other things coming in here that show promise. But, you know, my bottom line is I like to talk about what you get today, you know, bird in the hand versus two in the bush type of philosophy. We know the vendor understands that they want to automate things, that they want to apply AI, and they want to make sure that they're doing good workflows with good collaboration and easy to use interfaces. So they're on the right path. It's a very interesting product from that perspective. Now, I guess that really is a good time, Brian, for us to mention that Field Guide was selected as one of the CPA.com's Accelerator Program Award winners. And I can see that they are deserving of that. Now, the initiative of the Accelerator Program is to try to identify technologies that can aid the profession and then assist with, you know, making that go faster, if you will. And I think Field Guide certainly fits in that realm. You know, obviously, they have also startup funding and venture funding because they've just gotten an additional round here as of lately as well. I think this part of the CPA.com Accelerator program will benefit Field Guide and likewise is representative of the new generation platforms. So that's kind of the story as I see it. Other things that you believe our listeners should know?
You know, pricing is really variable. The pricing is not listed on the website. And it's really after you have a demo, then you have a conversation. And so it's not something where we can say that it costs X dollars per engagement or whatever. It's really, they're really working this through. And depending on the value proposition that you see and the number of employees you have, there are different plans. But we find, you know, I find that they're thinking well through here. Again, if you're just using canned audit programs from CCH and Thompson, and you're not doing modifications to those audit programs, you're just using them straight out of the box, this may not be your solution. This is really something where folks are looking for something that is customizable to meet their specialized needs, and they want to map those controls off against each other. That is, again, something where you would probably need a lot of similar engagements as opposed to trying to just do one-off engagements in this tool.
That makes good sense. And, you know, one thing that I believe is true about the product, as I understand it, there is no charge per user, but they do charge by engagement and number of engagements and size of engagements. So like you said, it's kind of negotiated. But one of the negotiations you don't have is how much is it per user? That's not part of the conversation.
You know, I think it is a great tool for helping you see all of the internal control points and all the internal control matrices that you work with. And if, you know, again, you're working with a big complex structure and a big complex organization, this gives you a way of managing all of those things in one single portal so that you don't have to redo everything for each different kind of compliance assertion that you're doing. So I could see huge benefits for this, again, in banking, insurance, and, you know, anything related to Wall Street, financial services, large organizations, IT services, you know, but again, this is not a small business tool by any stretch of the imagination.
Makes sense. Well, we hope Brian and I have given you a few insights on Field Guide, found at fieldguide.io. And we hope to bring you more information about other technology tools that benefit the accounting profession. We wish you a good day. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.